Hey, boy, we back. We back in the building, boy. Tony Black and Friends Podcast. We got some special guests. I told them to come back, and they came back through. Y'all give it up for my boy Coffee Bean and his beer.
Yo, yeah. I know what it is.
T'Challa in the house one more again. Yep. You got D.A.
Yep.
What? Nori, what's up, baby?
What up?
Man, we finna shake this thing up, boy. Hey, I don't know about y'all, man. People going crazy again over this Popeye's chicken. The fuck wrong with people, man?
Black people and they chicken, baby. You already know what it is.
What? That shit came back out.
Nah, it ain't even black people. I done seen white people.
Oh, yeah. They look. Hey, one thing about, don't get it twisted now. Don't get it twisted.
Hey, I seen this dude get out of his high lift truck.
What?
hit the dude truck.
What?
Yeah.
Don't get, hey man, look here. White people love chicken too now. White people love chicken.
Don't you touch my fucking truck.
Yeah, I saw it. He laid him out in the back of the truck.
White said, you on this shit again? Get up.
Hey, I saw that.
When your wife ain't on your side, man.
Hey, you wrong.
Get in the truck, honey. You fucking started it, you know? I told you, stop fucking around. Shit. You knew this was going to happen. Get in the car.
That Popeyes, man. Something ain't right. I'm going to say it again. Yeah. Something is not right.
Stay woke.
What you think? Hey, what y'all think is in that chicken though?
Man, we'll find out years later.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Hopefully I'm wrong.
What you think? It might be a little cocaine or something?
It's something that making people
come back.
Yeah.
Coming back for it, man.
Stand in line.
Change their aggression. It's making them do something, man. Something.
Bitch turned incredible Hulk for that fried chicken.
Oh, yeah, it might be. I don't know, man. Yeah. It's something.
They say they doing something to the chicken. You know, that shit big as hell, first of all. The shit extra, extra thick and big.
Steroids,
but they said,
man.
Yeah, they said the shit went away for what? 3-4 months? They said, yo, why had to go away?
Exactly.
Like
how can Popeye's run out of chicken?
Run out of chicken. Yeah. Like they put it somewhere doing something to it, for a few months. And then, we send them out to the Popeye's now. Hey, like,
it was a
shit
test.
Shit sound a little funny, but. I don't know.
They know we gonna buy it though, you know, because you know for black people, you know, bigger the better.
You can tell them that thing injected with syphilis, this and that, and you'd be like, yeah, but it still tastes good.
You know what I'm saying? They gotta see what the hype about.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Them lines were long as fuck, man.
And like DA was saying earlier, people do the same thing with Jordans.
Black Friday,
iPhones, Androids,
they sleeping
all
outside.
Oh yeah, outside oh yeah. They losing their mind over this shit, man.
I think with those, you know what I'm saying? It's just like anytime you got like hostile crowds.
Yeah,
like you know, with that food, it's a hostile crowd. Black Friday, it's a hostile crowd.
Right.
You know, shit that you tend to think is limited. You know, we only got so many pairs of Jordans or TVs. I think when you got even stuff like outside of Supreme stores, which is clothing. Certain shit, I don't think it's the food, but like if I've been waiting in this line for 15 minutes,
nigga,
and bro, you cut me.
What?
And then that leaves from like, yo, bro, you got to get to the back.
Bro, there's nigga, a line fuck here,
you.
Nigga.
So it goes from just like me telling you, hey, bro, I've been waiting in this line. Right. You kind of got to get back.
You got
to
wait
when
like
you
everybody
tell,
else.
When you tell me, fuck me, now it's escalated
now
to like.
You got
to
take this to another level.
Yeah. So we ain't even really fighting over the food.
Yeah.
Nah, we fight
we just
have
to be fighting
over the
Popeyes.
Disrespect.
Yeah.
So with the person that's filming it.
Yeah.
Right.
So only thing that they fight over chicken. No. We're not fighting over the chicken. We fighting because I told this dude he was cutting me.
What's going on
here,
Frank?
He said, yo, D.A., fuck you. No, I'm not going to allow that. So now we got to, it's going to lead to whatever it's going to lead to.
Hey,
so,
D.A., nigga like, woo! What's going on here, Frank?
They fighting over chicken again.
God damn it. I knew it, man. I knew this fucking chicken was something.
You tell me you fuck me and stay. Now we got to fight. Now you tell me fuck me, you walking out to the bike.
Hey, walking off. You're
fuck
like,
you too, but I'm going to stick it. I'm going to stick it first.
And that's perfectly fine.
That's fine.
Especially a lot of places I go, if I got my kid, bro, I'm trying my best to not fight you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if
right,
you
right.
say fuck me and you get to the back, or you get one behind me, that ain't my problem no more. Now you got to talk to Nori because you done cut him.
Right.
So if Nori going to allow you to cut him, then fuck it.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. But when you tend to stay, now we got a problem. So,
right.
And I think a lot of these videos, I think it leaves out a bunch of context. It's entertaining.
Right. It's entertaining. But we need better footage. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know who the fuck the cameraman is, but that nigga need to get right.
Yeah, so.
Seriously,
I mean,
man.
I think it's a bad look for Popeyes, man.
Yeah, it's a bad look.
And it's a bad look because they only showing, like, us. like black people. Mm-hmm. Everybody right. black. Right. So it looks like it looked like a bunch of niggas fighting over chicken.
Exactly.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Because they know niggas love chicken.
And too. Then the only thing the racist people going to say is, where's the watermelon? It must be in the back too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. Throw some watermelon. It'll really go crazy. Son of a bitch. God dang
but
it.
But you know great. What I see? I see Popeye's going to cut it out, man. It's going to start causing them a lot of money, man.
Yeah.
Because lawsuits and all that, the injuries and stuff, because it's happening on their property. So
got, oh, yeah.
They liable.
I mean, we all talked about it. You got employees fighting on exactly. fighting on the premises.
Yeah.
He in his uniform still in the parking lot. Exactly. Somebody got to hold that.
Oh, yeah.
If the customer walking out, she ain't no threat. Mm-hmm. It ain't no violence.
Oh, yeah.
And he just comes up and slams. It's like, that's on y'all.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
So,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. They for the pay for that one. You better know they for the pay for
that. Oh, yeah. He ain't getting this check.
There was a guy. Well, that guy was that cut the line and he got stabbed to death.
I heard about that. I don't know.
That's crazy, man.
Crazy.
I ain't trying to die with that shit, man.
It's
nigga,
not worth it.
Hey, look.
I thought that was in St. Louis.
It was in Baltimore.
Oh. Maryland. Baltimore.
Bro, oh, soon as I see you pull that knife out, we good.
Hey, Maryland, they'll stab you off of just
chicken. His sandwich on me.
Hey, DA. Hey, man, it's just chicken. Go ahead.
Yeah,
bro.
Man.
Hey, man, there's plenty enough for both of us, man. Fuck it.
Coffee beans said, I'm
buying shit. I ain't want this shit anyway.
Oh, yeah, I'm buying. Hey, his sandwich on me.
Nigga pull out a Rambo knife for you. Man, I ain't want this shit anyway, man. You got
and his family. How many people you got at the house?
Yeah. I'll pay for your shit, okay? Don't worry about it.
Bottom of his jeans. No,
what?
Looking like a He-Man sword.
What? He-Man by the power of Grayskull. Hey man, look, I'm not. Listen, you know, I feel sorry for the family of this guy that got stabbed to death. You know, but my thing is, I'm not dying over no chicken sandwich.
Nah.
I'm not getting stabbed. I'm not getting shot. If you want to cut the line and shit like that, you know, I mean, if a mob of people getting on your ass, I'm going to get a piece too. But I'm not doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Now Popeye's going to have metal detectors at their door so people won't be coming in with knives and guns. Yeah.
Especially if they still had the chicken sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They might take it away if they got regular chicken because, you know, but that chicken sandwich.
But look, Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich is good.
Yeah, it is.
They don't have all of that.
You ain't finna go to Chick-fil-A like that.
Mm-mm.
You ain't finna go to that like that.
God damn it. Wait a minute. Calm down. Yeah.
But they probably got snipers on the roof at Chick-fil-A. You don't even know.
That ain't what it is.
I'm just saying.
They feed their police officers real.
Yeah, and they stay.
They sure
that's
do.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, snipers on the roof. The ones that eating their sandwich watching y'all.
Always police officers in Chick-fil-A.
When I worked at the jail, they fed me good.
Hey, listen. Listen, when you go to Chick-fil-A, they just walk in, order their food, and walk up. I don't never see no money exchange or no debit card or nothing come out.
No. They treat people real. They treat people good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do now.
And
they
you
do.
Know,
they treat you real good.
Good. That's, and people don't mind paying XYZ for their food because the service is excellent.
It's the quality of the service. Oh, I look at the quality of the service from Chick-fil-A and the quality of the service from Popeye's. Right?
Yep. It's definitely a difference.
Yep. Hey, you could eat.
Hey, they train their people at Chick-fil-A.
They already in Chicago for you when you turn in the drive-thru.
You
ain't even all the way up to the studio yet. Hey, can I help you today? What you want?
Yeah.
Hey.
Outside, no matter what, with that tablet ready.
Yep, ready.
Hey.
It'd be hot as hell.
Rain,
outside.
Snow, and shine.
Yep.
They out there. Yeah.
That tablet. Hey,
you could go to Chick-fil-A, right? Get your food, eat it all, and say, listen, the food was terrible. They say, oh, you want us to replace it, sir? And they'll give it back to you. Try that shit at Popeye. Hey, man, even if you don't get your fuck ass up.
Where the food at? Where the food? All I see is bones.
Oh, the fucking bones. Man, if you don't get your ass up out of here, man, I know something.
Hey.
She patting the shit out of her head, boy. Hell no. Hell to the fuck no.
You got to look at the workers too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should have walked no Chick-fil-A, man.
No.
People can call it what they want to.
Yeah.
The whole employee in the back is everybody black. You're not finna do that.
That's like a coworker said that he had bad customer service every time he go to Chick-fil-A. Huh?
What?
I said you lying.
I don't believe that.
Kill.
Nah, man.
Kill
that.
Said
that. Get out of here.
Ain't no way.
I said what? No, that's a lie.
Fucking lie.
I said that's a lie.
Fucking lie.
Ain't even been to that Chick-fil-A you talking about, but I know you lying.
Yeah, he's lying.
Fucking prick is a liar.
Ain't never been to a Chick-fil-A, no matter where, and had bad customer service.
Nah.
Never.
Never.
Nah.
I saw somewhere it was like when you go to Chick-fil-A, it's like, yeah, how may we help you? Blah blah blah. And then you pull up the Popeyes, it's like, yeah.
What you want?
Hey, what you say, DA? Fuck that. I ain't finna order for this shit. Yeah.
For
no.
real. I got a Popeyes like, by my house, man.
Yeah.
He always out of shit. Always. I'm going, I said, why y'all always out of shit? Don't speak to you when you come in the door.
Yeah.
None of that.
Wait till you get up to the line and say, you start looking at the menu and shit, be like, we don't have nothing, sir. What?
What you doing here then?
The fuck?
Why y'all open?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah,
that's like
me. Oh, we out of spicy.
What?
Hey, well, I went to a McDonald's one time, right? Dead in the hood, right? I said, hey, yeah, let me get a egg McMuffin. We ain't got no meat.
Close this shit down, man. Close
this
shit down,
y'all, man. Damn, man. What the fuck, man? I want an egg McMuffin, sir.
Hey, well, we can only substitute such and such for it. That's how you upsell.
Hey, I'm like, I said egg McMuffin, right? Egg McMuffin. So then I said, well, you don't got no meat? Well, let me get a sausage McMuffin. Sir, we just said we ain't got no meat. What the fuck? Damn. Like, yeah, you try to change this shit to see if they have it. I'm like, nah, sir, we don't have that. We don't have no meat. Shit.
Matter of fact, we serving lunch.
You know, McDonald's, they McFlurry machine always down.
Oh,
always
yeah.
Down.
Always.
That's another negative on them, man.
Oh, my God, the ice man. Cream machine, how the fuck y'all shit be
hey,
down?
Y'all going to the wrong McDonald's, man. Major Even though I don't go to McDonald's, I haven't been to McDonald's in years.
Yeah, I haven't been in a minute myself, man.
I used to work at one, so. It don't appease me anymore.
Because everything is fake now.
But when I was there, boy, I was...
Tell us some of them secrets, man.
I would create my own sandwich.
Oh, my God.
Was
the meat
where that
real,
meat really come from, Tishella?
Hey, I was eating it. From? I don't know. It came out the truck.
Man,
hey,
look.
Hey, but after years of me, after I left, I started doing research and, you know, started hearing this and that. And I watched videos. That meat can't be real.
Not
it can't
when
be.
When they burn yeah. that Big Mike and that thing.
Even
went,
the fries.
It wouldn't burn, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That can't, that, no, that
was
that's
it
not
me.
Real. Yeah, it's
that
a wrap.
That was it for me.
That's why I haven't been back. I don't eat McDonald's at all. No. I don't even eat the fries, and the fries are good. Fries but that dude good. Lit that fry up, and it had a burn on the end like a cigarette.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. Yeah. Yeah. And, yeah. Yeah. And yeah.
Hey man, McDonald's.
It didn't burn up, but it had the tip on the end was lit up.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't burn.
It just stayed lit.
It was lit. Yeah. Oh, and he smoked it.
Yo.
Yeah.
And smoked the fry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you,
damn,
man.
They got the best fries too, dude.
Cuz they showed it in water. It don't break up.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, it don't break up when we put it in water. Man. So it was crazy.
Fries with a chocolate milkshake. Man.
Go to Chick-fil-A and just get the waffles.
Yeah, get the waffle fries.
Or Wendy's, I think, got... I think you see the potato skin on there.
So you know
baby.
It's real.
Checkers.
The waffle fries.
I'm going to Checkers, baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Big Buford.
Yeah, they fry. Soon as you eat that sandwich, go straight to your bathroom. go straight to the bathroom. Because, boy.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Hey, if you want to, if like you are a health fitness, but you want a burger so bad, go to Checkers.
Big Buford.
Because it ain't going to stay on you. It ain't going to stick.
They're going to go right through.
It's going to flush right through
it's
you.
Coming
boy.
Through, huh?
So
coming
what,
through.
Hey, what would be the best burger out there to y'all? What would be the best burger? Who got the best burger?
Right. Now, Five Guy make good burgers.
They make good burgers, but they're going to get your cholesterol.
What's that other place?
Your cholesterol Shake Shack? Won't be right.
You been to Shake Shack?
I haven't had one of their burgers.
Shake Shack.
I've been to Shake Shack.
Yeah, Shake Shack is straight.
Red Robins make good burgers.
Oh, yeah. With the bottomless fries?
Yeah. They got some good fries, too.
I ain't never been to Robins, though.
Nah. You need to check out Red Robins.
It's good.
Yeah, it's good.
What's over there at the Loop? What is that? That's a Red Rocket or some shit like that?
Oh, you're talking about Johnny Rockets.
Johnny Rockets.
Johnny Rockets. They good?
Yeah. I ate that years ago. I can't even remember
but
what it tastes like.
You know what burgers I like more than any burger, like at any restaurant or whatever, is a burger off the grill.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Hey, oh, I would.
I prefer that 10 out of 10.
Homemade
burger. 10 out of 10.
I would.
Really? Homemade burger. A bubble burger.
Yeah. I lose my mind with a burger off the grill, man. And
oh, my
chops
God.
And onions. Oh,
what?
My goodness,
oh.
man.
I'm always doing onions and bell peppers.
What? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Man.
What
kind of burger is that? That welfare
burger? Drop a little egg and flour in it while you
eat
it.
Oh,
man.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Nothing beat a burger off the grill, man.
My son was at a football game, and I said, hey, man, bring me back one of them cheeseburgers. So it's not, I think like a burger just off the grill, and not like you're getting it from like a, you know, a McDonald's or something, I probably prefer that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hell yeah. So, oh, man, that grill taste, man, oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah. You cannot top that. Because back in the days, I don't know if y'all remember, back in the days, man, I'm just trying to get my age out. Back in the days, the Whopper.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Whopper.
The what? Whopper. What? Yeah, the truth. Back in the it was bigger.
Yes, the Whopper.
For a dollar.
Dude, Burger what? King is terrible, dude.
What? Hey, listen.
Now,
yeah.
Now,
garbage. Yeah, it's garbage.
They fell off.
Yeah.
They fell off.
Listen.
Yeah. I don't know what year they changed it, but they did change the Whopper.
Listen.
And it was not, we used to go to Burger King almost every day, get the 99 cents Whopper, a water cup, we would fill the water with soda, and this was in Winter Park by the sinkhole. You know that Burger King over there?
Yeah.
Off of 1792.
Winter Park or Winter Garden?
Winter Park. Mm-mm. Oh. I forgot.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Tenfold.
But it's a Burger King in Winter Garden too.
Yeah, yeah.
And we used to go to that one all the time.
The Whopper, man. And we used to go in there. We used to play cards for a nickel. This was back in the day.
Yeah.
But we used to go in there, and every time we finished with the Whopper and the soda, go get another Whopper. Water, and you know, fill your water cup with soda. Yeah. And we stayed in Burger King all day.
It was good that day.
Man, it was good.
It was good.
Dang, yeah. That back in the day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, look, you remember the Whopper actually beat the Big Mac.
Yep.
The Whopper beat the Big Mac. Mm-hmm.
I can't stand that Big Mac sauce.
Yeah.
That sauce is nasty to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Burger King used to be good, man. Yeah. I used to go to West Orange.
It's garbage. Oh, man.
So every day before school, we go to Burger King on the way to West Orange, and it was straight, bro. Now I go there, and it's like, yo, this shit is terrible.
Yeah, man. It's trash. It's trash. Yeah. You know what they got here, though? It's on 50, though. It's on the East 50, Fuddruckers. Y'all ever have Fuddruckers?
I've been there once.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
I went there like
a
week ago. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Fuddruckers pretty good.
Is that burgers?
Yeah, burgers.
Okay. Yeah, burgers and stuff. Yeah. If y'all get a chance, check it out, man, if you never been.
Okay.
Yeah, another good burger spot is, it just came to me, is Culver's. Y'all had Culver's?
Yeah, Culver's.
They all right to me. They all right. They expensive, though.
They're a little pricier than other little fast food burger spots.
Yeah.
But it'd be fresh. You know, the shit be fresh.
It was all right.
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah.
They need to start bringing some of these other places like they have on the West Coast, things like that.
Yeah.
The burger joints.
Eggie tried to make me jealous, man. He posted the In-N-Out. You saw that?
In-N-Out burger. Okay. Yeah.
In-N-Out is good. ADA, whenever you get a chance, you go out there, man. You got to try In-N-Out.
Nipsey also got one of them burger places out there. Right?
He got a fat burger.
Fat burger. Fat okay. Burger.
I said I'm gonna go to LA next summer just for the food, man.
Yeah, just go.
Just for the food. That's the only reason I'm going.
Just try the food.
I went to San Diego about 2 years ago, but I ain't get a chance.
I went about 10 years ago to San Diego. San Diego.
Yeah, it's nice. Nice. Oh, yeah, I've been out there. San Diego, nice. Now I was out there for about 2 days. It's nice. Yeah,
listen, it's the nice. Weather is like this right here.
Yeah.
All the time. Nice and cool.
It's cool at night. Now.
Yes, sir.
I was shocked because it was in the summertime. It was cool.
That'll throw you off being from Florida, boy. Like what the?
That's all the mountains and shit like that. That mountain keep everything cool and shit. Boy, yeah, I'm like, damn.
San Diego, dope, man.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's fresh, man. It's fresh.
But yeah, he posted the In-N-Out, so
yeah.
I gotta get out there and try it, man.
So. Definitely.
This is the Tony Black Podcast Food Edition.
Yeah,
the Food Edition.
Gotta give
Big
me some
boy.
White Castle.
Big boy status, baby.
Y'all talking about burgers. I don't care what y'all say, and y'all gonna scar me for this one. But boy, Crystals.
Hey, after the club, after the club,
and I like my bread wet. My bread gotta be wet and soggy. I'm taking it back if it's not.
Oh man,
I done been the Crystals on plenty of drunk nights after the club.
Ooh, boy,
hey, order that sack full, boy. And I fell asleep in the drive-thru. The working came and woke me up.
Yeah,
music banging, window cracked. No, pull up and pay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. When I first moved to Orlando, I drove from Altamont all the way down the Orange Blossom Trail to get some crystals one night.
Nigga on the trail getting that shit.
While I was homesick, I couldn't find no crystals.
Yeah.
From Altamont. Where is that? Orange Blossom Trail? I'm on a mission.
Damn. Dude, they don't have one over there, they in Altamont? Damn. No.
I'm on a mission.
They crazy, man.
They still got the one in Pine Hill?
Yeah. I went there the other morning.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. The one on trail.
Now, they got great breakfast. Yeah. Man.
Staying in Winter Garden to get cross town, we'd have to pass one. So on the way back, it's late night. a lot of us don't really got too much money. It's like four of us. Yo, put all that Christmas. Shit in, dude. Hey. Boy, look. Get a sack full, boy.
Everybody good.
So by the time we get to Winter Garden, we done punish these, but we going to be good on the ride home. Yeah.
I'm soaking up some of that liquid.
Hey, that was me and my brother. We get that sack full. We eat that till we fall asleep, and in the morning, we got breakfast.
Eat these motherfuckers. My sons, they so spoiled. It's like, yo, what is this? I'm like, what? Oh my God.
He looking at it like,
you motherfuckers so got it so good.
Yeah. Look at all this bread and the meat is little.
My youngest, I don't eat meat. I say, bro.
You like, oh, what are you? God. You're not human.
Man. Kids spoiled, man.
Yeah, man. They different.
I told my daughter.
Yeah, this day and age.
I told my daughter, man, one time we was in the mall shopping, and she said, "Dad, I want Chick-fil-A after we leave." And I told her, I said, "Man, all the money you done spend, you finna get you a fried bologna sandwich."
Hey, fried bologna sandwich is good.
Man, that girl looked at me and said, "What is bologna?" What is bologna?
Hey, fried bologna sandwich and put a little ketchup on it.
Oh my goodness. Man, look at here.
You gotta put that cheese on top. When that middle of that bologna puff up, you gotta
when it bubble
up. That's the perfect time. That's when you gotta drop that cheese on top. Have that bread toasted and rub that mayonnaise on there. Man, it's over.
Man, it's done. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap, baby.
That's a wrap. It was either fried bologna sandwiches or them rain chicken noodle flavors.
Shit.
Hey, look here.
Boy, back in them days, you made it happen. Boy.
What?
They grew up so spoiled.
Oh, they different.
So spoiled.
These kids are different.
So I say, you want some cinnamon toast? What is that? I say, bro, just fuck out of here, dude. Get out of here, man.
Forget it.
They done grew up so. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, we done all been in, we're in better positions now to provide and shit. But, you know, growing up with my grandma, shit was just like, you know, not much to go around.
You ate what they cooked. Yeah.
So if she had some butter, cinnamon, and sugar,
no special
meals. I'm straight. Oh,
yeah. No special meals.
I can make some shit shake. But,
my mom that used to cook soul food and stuff, like, you know, growing up. Like squash and I hated squash growing up. I hated it. Like, I would not eat it. I ate everything else, but squash and stuff like that. Mm-mm. Now I'm grown. Mama, where that squash is? Hey, it's good.
Yeah.
Oh my, what?
Yeah.
They don't see these kids don't eat like
nah.
that.
Yeah, these kids in the bubble.
But hey, when my kids do go up there, hey, you gonna eat what my mom and them cook.
Oh yeah.
Even though they gonna ask you what you want and stuff like that, but they love my mama cooking though.
Oh, and
that's like
good.
Like I called a couple years ago. I started cooking collard greens and stuff.
Mm.
So I called my mom, ask her what does she put in her greens and all this stuff, right? So she tell me. Now my kids eat my granddad. I mean my dad. He cook too. So his collard greens, his soul food, whatever they eat.
Mm.
Mine they eat. Other people, they would not eat.
No,
my dad had a retirement party at the Civic Center in Winter Park, and Bubba Lou's. My son, they see collard greens and stuff, and they went crazy. But just plate just overflowing with collard greens, just mainly greens. We get back to the table, man. He put it in his mouth, spit it right back in the plate, and the people hosting, they standing right behind us. He spit it right back in the plate. He said, "Ah, this loud, nasty. This junk nasty." That I'm like, really? Because it had that. Smoke.
It don't taste like the house.
No, it exactly.
Don't taste like the house.
It had that smoke.
Oh yeah,
wood taste to it.
Yeah.
So my son immediately they spit that junk out, and he was like, "I go find something else to eat." But it was okay to me. You know, it was different, but nothing like that home cooked stuff.
Nothing, man. Because when you used to something, right? Going out and trying the same thing that somebody else cooked. You'd be like, hell.
Yeah, your standard
shit don't taste right. It don't taste right. You know, a lot of people don't know how to season their shit.
No.
That'd be the problem.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Hey, you know, but we don't measure nothing, boy. We just.
You gotta know what you're doing.
And it should be right.
And that's. It's sad today, man.
Grandmama used to eye test that shit, man.
Thank you.
Oh yeah.
Hey, if you got a grandmama, you got an old grandmama that still cook.
That hand
to this day.
That hand is a measuring cup. Oh,
yeah. Go and watch grandmama cook, big mama.
What?
Hey, watch her cook and learn some stuff. I'm telling you, it can save your life. You can make a meal out of so much stuff, man. I'm telling you, because people don't know how to cook these days, man. It's sad. Like I be telling my kids, I'm like, hey, y'all getting bigger. Y'all need to start coming in this kitchen. And start learning some stuff, survival skills. You don't know what you may have to do one day to get by. Hmm. Make you, you know, whole cakes and stuff like that.
Whole
you know,
cakes. Hey. Whole cake. Whole cake.
Hey, you never know, man. I remember one time my mom never had went shopping and stuff, right? So me and my older brother was at home. And they didn't cook before they left. So my brother was like, I'm going to go make us some biscuits. And, you know, with that cane serving, we just going to eat these biscuits, right? Mm. When I tell you the biscuits didn't have no kind of shape to it. He put too much water, whatever, in the batter. But he poured it in the That junk came out looking like a flying saucer, man. Hey, it raised a little bit in the middle. And the rest of it was thin and flat and crisp on the end. Hey, but when I tell you we ate that junk like Michael Blackston be eating his food.
You dip it in that syrup, hey.
That shit was right.
It was
right.
Good, man. It was good. But, right. Hey, yeah. You got to learn somehow, man. And the younger, the better.
You got to learn. You
got
to learn,
And if
man.
You still got a mom who cook or a grandmother who's still living and cook, learn some stuff. Oh,
yeah.
Telling
hell
you.
Hell yeah. Shit.
Tell you, I called my, like, I made my mom banana pudding, too. And only me and my wife eat it because my kids don't like bananas.
Right.
I'm like, it tastes like bananas. What's it supposed to taste like?
Yeah, it's banana pudding.
Hey, but when I tell you it don't last a day.
Don't last a day.
Don't last a day. Because I called my mom. How do you make it? She told me, get this, get that, blah, blah, blah. But I'm up there making it, you know, by scratch. Hey, next thing you know, a day later, it's gone.
I think that's the only part I fucked up with growing up. While my grandma was still alive. Like, she'd be cooking the shit. But, like, we'd be outside, like, hooping, running the streets.
Wait for the food to get done.
Waiting for it to get done. So, I never paid attention to shit. So, when I got older, it was like, I'm just kind of assed out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we'd be doing, I mean, she would tell you, you know, Torn, D.A., go outside and, you know what I'm saying? My real name, Torn. Torn, go outside and, you know what I'm saying? So, we'd be hooping, you know, whatever. So, by the time it got dark, everything was done. You just came home and ate. Yeah. So, I think that's the only part. That was one of the areas I messed up in. I should have paid more attention to the times I was in to, you know, pick up on little stuff like that as far as, you know, just surviving, being able to function on your own.
Exactly.
So. Shit, that cooking, boy, you learn how to cook, boy. That shit make you an asset.
Go a long way, don't
you?
Be like, man, this nigga know how to cook.
Put that shit on your resume, I love cooking for them girls.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I love cooking for them
girls. Hey,
you got and for your kids, too, man.
Kids, too.
When you can cook, your kids going to let you know because it ain't going to be, it's all food always gone.
Listen. Listen, I make spaghetti, right? My daughter say, Dad, I just want you to make spaghetti. Nobody else in the house can make spaghetti like you make spaghetti. Because we watch the spaghetti, right? And when we watch the spaghetti together, she like to see the oil come up from the sauce. When the oil is up and she smell it, it got that deep tomato taste. She said, Dad, it's ready.
You know what? And that's the thing about cooking.
Yeah.
Some people cook just to cook and you can tell in the how their food tastes. Yeah. But when you cook with love, because you want people to appreciate.
Put a little more effort
into
it.
Yeah, right. When you cook with love, you can tell. And that's like the chef we got, Chef Barbara.
Yeah.
She cooked with love, and you can tell everything that she make, it got its certain standards. And when other people make the same thing, you can tell.
Back to what Coffee Bean said. Hey, man, you telling you can cook? Hey, throw in the bag, man.
Oh, yeah.
Throw in the bag, man.
I got
man.
A lot of them like that. They come over to the house, drop them a little lobster tail. So, D, you cooking fancy for them. Yeah. Lobster tail, little crab leg, little broccoli, little something healthy.
Throw them in the bag,
what
man.
Drinking? What you drinking? What you drinking before you get over here? I'll go get a little bottle of
Ciroc or something. Boom. Oh, boy.
It's over.
God. It's a good night. Yeah, oh, you cook? Man,
she's staying the night.
You're an asset.
Women tips by Coffee Bean.
She's staying the night.
How to bag women.
Coffee Bean.
You got to feed them, baby.
And you right though. If you can cook, that women love a man that can cook.
Oh yeah. Shit, motherfucker be like, girl, I ain't going out. I ain't leaving. He done cook too. Shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm bringing some of my clothes over to his house. Mm-hmm.
Come on.
I thought you were going out with her. Girl, he done cook. Shit.
Posting your plate on Instagram and everything. What? Throw in the bag, man.
How do you want to do that?
I'm finna go.
Friends hitting them up. Where you at? Who you with?
Hey. Don't worry about it.
We just finished eating dinner.
She gotta get quiet with the girls. Bitch, stop talking loud. Shit. I'm not coming. I'm over here with him.
I bring them over there and spoil them.
What?
Oh yeah.
They like that shit.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. Motherfucker pimp the shit out of you, too. You cooking tonight?
If you fucking. What? I'm cooking if you fucking. Yeah.
You putting pussy on the plate, too? Shit. Yeah, I'm cooking just, shit.
Hey, just know if I'm cooking, you bringing dessert.
Yeah. Bring that shit here, BL.
I like to feed my girls pineapples. Tropical fruit. You know what I'm saying? Woo! The girl taught me a long time ago. You taste like what you are.
Sweet yeah. juice.
What you eat.
Got yeah. that sweet like juice. Eat, man. You got
the sweet juice. I'm a tropical type of guy. I like the tropical bag of skills.
Look at here.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Taste the rainbow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, DA. Coffee Bean, oh, yeah. T'Challa.
Yes, sir.
Nori, hey, man. I love it. I love having you guys with me, man. I want y'all guys to come back, man. DA, Coffee Bean, man. Hey, look, whenever y'all come through, I want y'all to drop in and check us out, man. I don't care what y'all doing. Just say, hey, Black, I'm coming through.
Hey, man, it's been a pleasure, y'all, letting me come and hang with
y'all.
Yeah,
yeah. I really appreciate it. Anytime.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
You
know,
Mel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been trying to hit Mel, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Come through, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, man. Nigga called in sick again this week, man.
He had some stuff.
He out of town. Okay. He out of town. Yeah, that's right. I did talk to him. He out of town. Hand the family.
He'll be back on the next.
Hey, yeah, but y'all probably gonna see me and Coffee Bean on the gram later on this week. We celebrating our homeboy had our birthday.
Most definitely.
Oh yeah,
I wouldn't miss it. It's Thursday night. Good dude. Most definitely.
Good dude. Good dude. Yeah.
Nori, you ain't coming out?
Yeah. When is it again?
It's Thursday night.
Thursday, right?
Thursday
14th.
Yeah. DA, what you doing, baby? You coming out?
I think I gotta work.
It's Thursday night. What time though?
10 o'clock at 180.
10 o'clock. You gotta shoot me that information, all right, man. Shoot me that for information.
Because his birthday on the 15th, so we're going to bring it in at midnight. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Tenfold. Cool. You know? Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. That's what's up.
Gone, but not forgotten.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Oh, never. Tenfold, man. DA, what you doing the rest of the weekend, baby?
Oh, shit, man. My son, he went to a Billie Eilish concert. Y'all know who Billie Eilish is? No. I know who the fuck Billie Eilish is. he was excited, so... He was excited.
I don't know who the fuck he is, but he went.
I think it's a female.
It's a female? Yeah. Okay.
So I think she does like pop teenage.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So, man, look, the names that you don't hear, them motherfuckers be rich as fuck. You know that?
And the ones that be sold out.
Yeah. Be sold out. Because they got something going on at the Camping World Stadium and stuff out there. Man, look at, woof. There's so much money in the city right now.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, man. What you doing this weekend, T'Challa?
My kid's supposed to be going over to a coworker's house.
Right.
So I'm going to probably be on them sticks for the rest of the day.
Shit. You know, Coffee Bean.
Call of Duty. That new Call of Duty out. And, I'm going to be on.
Hey, I got a little wedding to go to later, man. Probably tomorrow. Just relax and chill out. Man.
I hear that. Nori, what's up? Rest. Huh, for real.
Yeah, man, probably just step out tonight, man. Hang out a little bit, you know. That's it, man. Late night, probably
only good
fit. Sleep in tomorrow, wake up, watch football. Hey, yeah, you know.
Shit. Go Cowboys.
What about them boys? Go Cowboys. Man, shit.
Cowboys Nation, baby.
Man, I'm gonna check out Dillard's, man. You know, Dillard's got this up. This is a clearance store now.
How old are you, man?
Man, I'm going to check out Dillard's, man.
Hey, so that's where the mamas be.
Walking Dillard's, see all the grandmamas in there. Boy, what's up, grandma? You look like my reverend. Nah, but they got some good stuff, man. They got some up-to-date stuff, man. But this is a closeout center, man. They got some good deals on a lot of stuff, man, you know. And I'm trying to dress like a grown, almost my age, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm doing later on today, man. But, you know, man, I'm so glad you guys came through, man, and blessed me. Bless T'Challa, bless Nori, you know what I'm saying? Y'all coming through and blessing the Tony Black Podcast and friends and stuff, man. But I want to thank all my people out there listening. You know what I'm saying? Keep listening, keep sharing, and make sure y'all come back and check us out. It's every Wednesday. Every Wednesday on the Tony Block. Tony Block.
Tony Block.
Hey, look.
pod. Hey, look,
and I didn't even drink today. I didn't even drink, man. Usually we be fucked up. Usually we be fucked up.
Because you ain't said it in a while.
You know what I'm saying? You
gotta fix your mouth right.
I know, man. Tony Black. Nah, man. Thank you for checking out the Tony Black podcast, man. But check me out every Wednesday. Check us out every Wednesday, man. But until the next time, man, I want y'all to like, love, and share this shit. Yeah.